This is our Airbnb update, episode 94. My lamp has gone limp. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Airbnb update. We're here with...
Hello.
You are?
Hello, Bradley.
Yeah,
Brad, whatever you want to call me.
You're hello?
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yes, Mr. Brad Woodward, Brad Wood, Barlack, whatever you want to call him. And me.
Asshole.
No, you're not an asshole.
I know.
So, did you do the Easter event on RuneScape?
No, I didn't, but from what I heard, it was crap. Well, or not very good, we might say.
Well, basically, it's in the same place as last year.
What, that dungeon in Draenor?
Yeah, well, no. It's the one that's south of Falador.
Oh, that one, I forgot.
And then, basically what you do is the Easter Bunny's having some problems. He got chocolate kebbets running around instead of chocolate bunnies. Because his Easter Bunny mold was stolen. So, in effect, you need to go down into the bunny lair, gather 10 chocolate kebbets, and then basically once you bring these to him, he'll give you a magic egg. You remember that egg from last year that let you turn into a rabbit, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He'll give you one of those, and then when you do that, you can use this to go through a hole, like a little hole in the wall, you know?
And yes.
Then you change back to a human because you ate the egg. Then you put the kebbets down the chute and then they run. And you need to go bowling and bowl the kebbets to get chocolate chunks.
Isn't that animal cruelty?
Well, yeah, you're killing the kebbets, so.
Oh, dear God. And has Andrew Gower, you know, not been told by his parents that the Easter Bunny isn't real? Do you think he hasn't come to terms with that yet?
I don't know. Yes. So after you get the chocolate chunks, you bring them back to the guy, and then he says that he's lost this bunny mold, so you need to go back and get it through a hole underneath the ground.
Isn't it ironic in most of these games that involve lots of quests that the people who you get the quests from ironically forget to tell you things? Like, you go into this bloody cave to get all these pieces of chocolate, and once you get the pieces of chocolate, you go back to the man and he says, oh yeah, I also forgot my mold, it's in the same cave. If you told me that to start with, I could have hit two birds with one stone, you asshole.
Yeah.
These games are so tedious.
Yeah.
When you think about it. It's fun when you're playing it, but really it's just like gather this and then go back and then go to another place and gather so many of this and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, very sequential. And then if you go up the wrong hole, the farmer and his cabbage patch will hit your head with a shovel.
Whack-a-mole.
Yes, that's right. So, yes, and after you do that, you get a chicken suit, which enhances the flap emotion. Emoticon, or what are those things called?
Emoticons?
No.
What do you mean?
Emote, like the skill. Yeah, that's what they're called, emotes.
Yes, they are called emotes.
So when you flap your arms, you go flying up.
Are you flapping your arms?
Yeah, I was. How'd you know?
I could hear a noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was. So that's what happens with that. I don't know, events haven't been that good since that Christmas one with the scarves and everything. And the
no, that was one of the best events, yes.
Yes. Hopefully they go back. And we got behind the scenes for April. Did you see their little April Fool's thing?
Oh, yes, that was rather pathetic, wasn't it?
Yeah, the month of cabbages, red cabbage. That was so far-fetched. Of course I picked it out.
Did you see the joke about Pures there? There was some reference to Pures saying,
yeah,
we know that no cooking Pures might be unhappy about this.
Yeah, I saw that.
Jagex are now in the business of making snide remarks.
Haven't they always been?
Oh, well, not so upfront.
Like the Nazis, like how they always want to do stuff, but they always work in the closet about it.
You're trying to imply Hitler was gay, Shane?
No. There goes your wind turbine.
Yes, sign me. I'll just move away from the computer. Just scrolling back now. Right. I'll just get on my bed.
It sounds like you're doing something else.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm now on my bed. Let's continue.
Okay. Behind the scenes. First this month, we have a brief trip to the northern coast of the Fremenic province.
What's that place called? The place north of Fremenic?
Relica?
Oh, No, the place north. What's the island? The island where you go for seeds. The island where you go for seeds. You do know.
No, I don't.
The island where you go for seeds.
Oh, miscellanea and etc.
Miscellanea, that's it.
Anyways, this is the northern coast of the Fremenic province, so yeah, that's good. We'll be sending RSBNB people there later this month, if you know what I mean.
What? To die?
No, I'll tell you after.
Oh, okay.
New goblin graphics. Makeover Mage is going to settle their complaining. They're going to be
what?
They're going to be updating what the goblins look like, apparently.
Oh.
Didn't they already update them, though, or...
Are the makeover mages giving goblins free sex changes?
Actually, I know. I think the makeover mage is doing the one in Goblin Village. The generals of Goblin Village have heard that the cave goblins make over and they don't want to be outdone. Okay.
Oh, I see.
So they're getting their makeover this month. How fun.
So... Cave goblins love makeovers. Cave goblins. Goblins also love makeovers. Goblins must be gay. Or very, very vain.
Okay.
And narcissistic.
Narcissistic? Isn't that when you fall asleep?
No, that's when you love yourself.
Oh, okay.
It's after some sort of ancient Greek god who used to go down to the water just to look at himself.
And how would you know that?
Just random crap. I think it was actually on a game show. Like one of these quiz shows.
Okay. Second question of the month is the next fascinating chapter of the Plight of the Cave Goblins. So in effect, you'll be working underground with the cave goblins, and then they want to hook up with the people in Keldegrim to create a trade route.
What? Underground?
In the new Dorgish Khan, where Barlak lives.
Oh, yes.
You raised your prices last week.
I know. I thought I lowered my prices.
No, you raised
them. Oh, no, yes. Oh, yes, I'm paying more for things now, apparently.
You're getting more money because people bring you their bones and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm paying them more money for the bones.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought that was how it went.
Oh, yeah, right. And the jewelry update. Castle War specific jewelry? What do you make of that?
What do you mean?
They say Castle War specific jewelry.
Does that mean dueling ring?
I don't know. We already have a dueling ring.
Maybe it's rings that just give stat boosts inside Castle Wars or something.
They said something about a
maybe
bracelet.
Maybe it's reward.
A bracelet.
Maybe it's reward.
Emergency aid effects.
Emergency aid?
Yeah.
What is that like? They're going to have ambulances in RuneScape.
Oh, maybe.
And if you get low health, they're going to come up and take you to Lumbridge. Or Falador, depending on where it's
supported. Ring of Life already does that.
But what happens if this is like a free Ring of Life service and you don't have to have a Ring of Life attached?
Oh, maybe. The ability to mine soft clay.
Hang on a minute. I thought you needed to mine clay and then use water with it to get soft clay.
Now they're going to make soft clay. That's good. Now we can make teletablets easier.
That's just laziness.
Yeah.
All you have to do is mine clay and use water with it, for God's sake.
Slayer jewelry. What do you think?
Okay, get up. Lying on this bed is making me tired. Right. Slayer jewelry. What could that be?
I don't know.
Maybe it's jewelry to help you with Slayer. That's what the name would imply.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Well, it's not going to be jewelry that helps you with runecrafting, is it?
And then they say, and much, much more.
So, Jagex definition, that means not much more, because that was what we could think of.
I guess. So, yeah, that should be interesting. Pay by phone in Ireland.
Oh, to be sure, yes.
What?
I can't do an Irish accent.
Well, I get that. You got, you Germans got your pay by phone last month.
Yeah.
You should get closer to the computer so you don't fall asleep.
I am closer. I'm back on my chair now.
Oh, good. Poll one. They updated the poll system this month, so now free-to-play people can vote on these polls.
Do you think that's good or bad?
That's bad. Like, what the heck do they get the ability to influence our game for when they don't pay? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's showing the world is full of injustice.
Yes. Okay. So the first poll. Which skill do you most enjoy training? Winning is Slayer at 13%, followed by Woodcutting at 12%. Farming only has 2%.
Yes, that's because nobody likes farming. Where is fishing, Shane?
It was fourth down. I don't know what the percentage was.
9%, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And the second poll, which skill would you like to be most updated? 11% say runecrafting and 11% say woodcutting as well. But don't you find that strange that 11% people want woodcutting updated and they like woodcutting as it is? Like, that just doesn't make sense to me, does it?
Maybe it's a different 11 people.
You mean 15,000 people?
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't thinking. Yeah, that could be like 11%. Just because they're both 11% doesn't mean it's the same 11% voted for them, does it?
So obviously that's not going to get updated. Someone at your door?
No, I was just clapping my hands together.
Okay. Yeah, so that's all we have for RuneScape updates this week. On to questions now. This one's first one is for Brad.
Okay, questions.
Brad, how do you like your pizza? From Kyle.
You could answer this as well, but I like lots of meat normally. Salami, bacon, and cheese. Oh, and tomatoes. And chili. Chilies. Chili peppers.
Okay.
How about you?
We don't have...
Oh, and a thick crust as well.
No, I like thin crust.
Heathen.
What?
Heathen.
What does that mean?
Hang on a minute. Just tell them what type of pizza you like.
I like ones with, like, meat on it, you know? Meat, pretty much just basically meat and not too much cheese. Like, not so much where it's, like, stuck all together, you know? Just a light dressing.
Okay, so we both like meaty pizzas.
Yeah, so I think that's settled, and I'm pretty sure Kyle does too.
Why are you pretty sure?
Well, I don't know. It's just, I think it's...
He might be a vegetarian. I don't think he is, actually, but...
I think most guys like meat pizza. That's what I have to say.
I'm so glad you said pizza after that. Okay.
Okay. You take the next one.
Are your bedrooms messy or tidy? I ask this because whenever I get around to tidying my room, it always gets messy within a few days. That's from Alex. What about you?
It's pretty clean.
Well, you see, mine isn't so much because basically everything happens in my room. I sleep in here. I have to do homework. My desk is in here. My computer's in here. My television's in here. All my books are in here. Basically everything I own is in my room. So there's like piles of books everywhere. I do have a bookcase, although that's full, so I sort of have to just pile books randomly. It's quite a mess.
You should take some pictures.
Maybe. I don't have a working camera at the moment.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. What happened to it? Is that still from when you dropped it when you were going down the stairs?
Yes. I haven't got around to buying a new camera yet.
Tell them what you did.
Oh, well, I was... Do I have to?
Yes.
Well, I was videoing myself running up and down the stairs because we have quite a lot of flights of stairs, and I thought it'd be funny to sort of... Because I normally see how fast I can get down three flights of stairs. And so I was videoing myself because Shane told me to. So this is all his fault, really. Because Shane told me to. And I dropped the camera, and it sort of stopped working after that.
Yeah. That's because you jumped down your flights of stairs?
Yeah, I do jump downstairs because it's quicker. Only suckers walk downstairs.
I do.
Or maybe people with common sense.
Yeah. I don't think we need to say where you were going, though, right?
I was going to the kitchen.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going somewhere else, but okay.
No, I wasn't going to the toilet.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay.
What would you do if your internet was shut off for a week from Kelsey, the bib user?
I'd just spend more time with my friends.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But what if you were locked in your house?
I'd invite my friends over and they could climb through the window.
Well, I have two Star Trek DVD sets that I haven't watched yet, so I'd go into
You'd
those.
Be fine for that week.
There's 26 episodes in each disc set. That's like, what's 26 times 2? 52?
54. No, 52. Yes, yeah, sorry, my math is crap.
Yeah, so I'm sort of covered.
I would probably just read books or go out for walks or whatever. I like walking.
Okay, thank you, Kelsey.
Shane, has anyone ever bullied you or called you a nerd or a geek?
No, not for that reason.
Brad, I think I vaguely understand this question. If there was a girl, a really, I presume he means hot there, girl, but she was the opposite religion, would you, I think that's basically saying, would I date somebody, a girl who was religious? I don't know. I've never really fallen for any girl that's been religious, so I don't know. All the girls I've ever had relationships with have not been religious, so. I don't think I would, actually. I don't think.
What if
I don't
they
think
carried a Bible around with them?
No, if they were so, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with a girl that sort of, you know, believed in God or whatever, or practiced a religion, but if they lived it, and they strongly, strongly believed it, and, you know, it was, if they were quite, you know, fervid, I wouldn't be interested, because I don't think I'd be attracted to that sort of person, but if they were just sort of, yes, I believe in that, I wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, like if they're the kind that say, if you don't do this, you're going to go to hell.
Yes.
Like those types of people.
As long as they respect that I don't believe in God, I would respect the fact that they did.
Okay.
As with all people.
That was from Maniacs.
Yes.
What do you think of children getting things such as cell phones and laptops when they're at a young age, 10 to 12, Bloob or Singer?
Wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah, like, why do they need a cell phone when they're that young?
Oh, well, apparently, you know, we need to make sure they're safe. I'm sorry, but I wouldn't let my child, if they were 10 or 12, go out on their own.
Yeah.
I would drop them off at school. I would pick them up from school. They would have no need to be on their own or to call me. They don't need things that young.
My cousin, who's 11, has a cell phone.
Yeah, well, that's Canadians. Canadians are damn wrong.
No, he's just, yeah, I'll tell you after.
He's not Canadian.
No, he is.
Is he an alien?
No.
He's not Canadian, he's an alien.
No.
I think, yeah, some children at that age are mature past their years, but I think the majority of 11, 12-year-olds do not need things, and they should not be allowed on the internet because they spoil everything.
Yeah, they should be able to go on the internet but be supervised.
Yeah, I mean, most of these mouthy 12-year-olds, I'm not discriminating as 12-year-olds, but most of the mouthy idiots you find on RuneScape and other games are 12-year-olds who don't understand the game and who think it's funny to... Oh, I don't know. I mean, yeah, there are a few that are mature and can hold their own.
Like,
but
I'm sure you and me were.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I wasn't.
Okay. Yeah, so thank you for that one. Next one.
Okay, next question. Do you work out? And that's from Casey Jones X.
Do you?
No, do you?
No.
I'm very unfit.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter as long as you can still breathe.
That's a good point.
And walk upstairs properly. That's all
yes,
that matters.
Yeah, as long as you're not, I mean, yeah, as long as you can get yourself around.
And you can still fit through the doors.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think holiday events have gone downhill? Personally, I think Christmas 05, the year of the hat and scarf, was best. Easter 07 was original, but the reward was really absolute. See, star, star, star. Oh, and you better watch out next April from Agent Waffles.
Yes, I think they have sort of.
Yeah, they have. Because, I don't know, like, what do you think? Like, what was wrong with doing the monster drops on those days? Like, if you didn't, then you don't, like, get it, you know? Like, I don't know. If they would have just kept doing it, then the rares, like the party hats and Santa hats right now, would still be at a reasonable price, because there would constantly be new ones coming out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they have gone downhill, but I just think they should go back to how it was back in RuneScape Classic. We done with this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Shane, as I never listen to the show, do you even bother answering my questions? Please answer, I really need to know.
Also, hang on a minute, if he doesn't listen, how would he know?
Exactly. Exactly, and that's from our very own mod, Creepy Pirate, Johnny Boy, whatever you want to call him. He says also, how are the warheads coming along?
What warheads?
I don't know. I don't know what warheads he's talking about. Do you have any idea?
No.
I didn't say anything recently about warheads, I don't think.
But like I said,
how would he know if his question is even answered, yes, since he doesn't listen to it?
I guess he could hear it on the grapevine.
Yeah. Okay. That was from Weepy Pirate. Okay, you take this one.
Okay, Brad, what do you plan on taking for college? Shane, if you could go back to college and study something else, what would it be? Farming? For both of you, what is your favorite non-MMO game for the PC, RuneScape, and WoW don't count? And finally, for both of you, if you could go back in time and prevent one event from happening, what would it be? Love, Cowboy of Death, sitting here begging you not to flame me.
Well, I am right. Going to flame you.
Why? Don't flame him, Shane. Be nice.
Back to college? Does he not know that I am, like...
You are in college?
Yes!
You are a functioning college student?
Yes!
Yes, Shane, I didn't think you knew that.
Yes. Yes. And no, I'm not studying farming, I'm studying computer science. Okay, now what do you want to take?
Maths, biology, and chemistry.
Yeah, but what for a major?
Psychology or biochemistry.
Oh, have fun with that.
Yeah, I will.
I need a psychologist. Right. I need a psychologist and a lawyer.
Why? Because you're crazy and you also have various legal difficulties?
No, I just need somebody in case I need somewhere to go for either of those things.
Well, if you're crazy or you have legal difficulties?
Yeah, that's right. If being the key word.
When?
I don't know.
Alright, for both of you, what is your favorite non-MMO? So it's not a mode. Okay, what's your favorite game then?
Counter-Strike.
Warcraft 3.
That's a MMO.
No, it's not. It's not multiplayer. You can play it. There is a single-player mode. So.
But it's based on World of Warcraft, or what?
No, World of Warcraft is based on Warcraft 3.
Okay.
Warcraft 3 becomes before World of Warcraft.
Okay, but besides
that, if you're dismissing all those games, I like Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh, God. Okay. Thank you, Cowboy of Death. I wonder if he has a cowboy hat.
Oh, okay, here we go. And finally, for both of you, if you could go back in time and prevent one event from happening, what would it be?
You?
I'd like to go back in time so I... Well, I mean, like, prevent one. I would like to prevent meeting of a certain person who has been nothing but a hassle to my life over the past year.
Okay.
You know, that you sort of wish you could go back and sort of remove these people and so you would never have met them and they'd never have been a problem.
Yeah, okay. Now, me, I don't know what I'd really change. I don't know. Yes, I can hear you typing. I'm sure the listeners can hear what you're typing, too. They once had somebody on the Screensavers, which was an old cable show. They said this person on the show said that they could listen to keystrokes over a phone or something and they could tell what someone was typing.
Oh, well, it's not going to be a great surprise to the person if they find out what I'm typing, so, oh, well.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Farmer Bill, that's you, Shane. What exactly are you farming, since a week or two ago you admitted in German that you were high? Makes you wonder. And that's from Earth 271072.
What did I say in German?
You said you were high.
Ich bin high?
Yes, I am high. No, I didn't mean that I'm high.
I'm just farming the normal RuneScape herbs.
Yeah, sure you are, Shane.
Nothing illegal or anything.
Not like weed.
No, of course not.
But you admit that when you tend to your farming patches, you do get weed, don't you? You
sometimes, get weeds. Sometimes.
Exactly. What do you do with that weed? Do you smoke it?
No, I put it on the ground. The only time we made a smoking pot was on that one quest, where you put some weeds and then you lit them on fire and then you got a smoking pot.
Best quest ever. That's got to be a very vague cannabis reference by Jagex. It's wrong.
Yeah, I think so too. But I bet they're betting that the 12-year-olds haven't heard of that yet.
How wrong they are.
Okay, do you listen to any other podcasts on a regular basis? If so, which one? Irish Smurf 1.
I don't listen to any other podcasts. I don't know. If I'm on the computer, I'm only listening to music, so I don't really listen to podcasts.
Bad Bradler. This Week in Tech, MacBreak Weekly, Windows Weekly, Security Now, Net at Night. Yeah. There you go.
I find people who present... I've listened to a few podcasts in the past, and I often find the people who are on them extremely annoying.
Are we annoying?
Probably. I just find them very annoying. I mean, it's like, you know... I don't know. I just don't like them.
Okay. That's at twit.tv, by the way. Then there's also Dignation.
Oh, yes, that's the only one. I think I listened to a few episodes of that.
I don't really listen to that, but...
Well, because they drink beer.
Yeah, I don't enjoy listening to that. But...
Oh, my lamp's gone limp.
What?
My lamp has gone limp.
What's that?
Well, I've got this desk lamp, and the head of it, every time I lift it back up, it falls down.
Oh, really?
It's all limp.
So it's dead?
Yeah, it keeps... Yeah.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Wow, this is weird. Why is this so bloody limp?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe it needs tightening. Okay, I'll do that later.
Yes, you do that. Next question.
Right. What are your dreams? Okay.
Brad, no coups.
Aw. My dreams? I don't know. I don't dream. I presume he means dreams as in things you want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
In life. How about you, Shane?
I don't know. Finishing school, maybe?
I honestly don't know. I think dreams are very fickle because one minute you think you know what you want to do and what you want to achieve, and then something can happen and all that can change.
Yeah.
So I think it's best not to get too set on one dream or one ambition because... The sad reality is it might never happen.
Exactly. Oh, and Brad?
Yep.
He says he's in England. Where will you live if you go back?
Gloucester. Or around there. Southwest.
Okay. KJTH 2003.
I don't want any visitors. Bless you, Shane.
Okay. Okay. What is your net worth? Even you, Shane. As you may, I asked this question on episode 66. And Shane, can you do a chicken imitation for me? UMD, also known as Spash, Alt Mac Daddy, WMD, and Spam King. I think we gave him the WMD one last week, right?
Did we?
Yeah. Remember I was asking what a UMD is?
Yes, Weapon of Mass Destruction.
Your lamp is still having problems?
Yes, it's still limp.
Really?
It needs to be stiffer.
How old is it?
It's new. I'm trying to figure out exactly what's wrong.
So when you turn the power on, it's supposed to, like, move its head or something?
No, it's just, it's like, it's in these three parts. There's like these three parts which are adjustable. And the bottom one's fine. You can adjust and leave it in any position and it'll stay there. The top one's fine, but then the final bit, which is sort of the neck of the lamp, whenever I try and move it up, it's just sort of limp.
Okay. Oh, well. Yeah, we'll fix that later.
This is fast turning into a podcast about my bloody lamp. Right, there we go.
Okay. What is your net worth, you?
On RuneScape, I presume they mean.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, I have about 4 million cash, a whip, so I don't know, about 6 million maybe, just...
Let me check on mine. You talk about how you got your net worth.
Well, I have 4 million cash.
Fishing?
Well, I don't know. No, I don't have a lot of stuff regarding fishing. Oh, boy, I'm tired. Okay, I'm fine. What's your net worth, Shane?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Let me think. 12 million in cash. A whip. So what's that?
A whip's like 1.5, isn't it?
Okay. And maybe a Santa hat.
Or five.
No.
No, you just have one. So how much are you worth?
I don't know. I'd say at least... maybe 75 mil.
How much does Santas go for nowadays?
About 20.
Weren't they 30 at one time?
Yeah.
You missed your chance.
I know.
I told you greed would lead to your downfall, didn't I?
Yes, apparently Christmas crackers are worth 600 million.
How much are blue party hats? Once they were worth almost a billion.
I think they're worth like 400 or something now. I don't know.
See, this is why we need somebody to do the economy report, because it's a bitch to do.
Yeah, but nobody replied.
Nobody wants the job. It's too difficult.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I guess then...
we're dropping the economy section.
Well, anyways, if anybody wants to do it, just let one of us know and send us your Excel spreadsheet.
If you can promise that you're dedicated and you're not a complete retard, you're pretty much guaranteed to be accepted.
Yes, and no, I'm not doing any chicken imitations here.
It's not the same without me doing the actions.
Yeah, did you do the actions?
Yes.
See, if we had a video going, you could do that.
And you could also see my limp lump.
God, this is turning about, this is, the show's turning into the limp lamp special. God.
You should call this episode My Lamp is Limp.
Or the limp, yeah, something like that. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, WMD.
Wiki.
Oh, right. On 24, the president fired a nuke off into some Middle Eastern country.
Was it Iran?
I don't think so.
Was it Iran?
I don't know.
Was it Iraq? That's one letter away.
No.
Was it Syria?
I have no idea, but the...
Was it Saudi Arabia?
I don't know. I
was it Canada?
I'll find the picture and you can look at the map. You want to see the map?
Okay, sure.
I'll find the map after the show. But okay, so that's that.
Shade, if you could take one item to a deserted island, what would it be? That's from Samuel Lee.
I suppose there's no Wi-Fi on this island.
One would expect not.
I'd take a gun and some sticks. Or no, I'd take a bow and arrows. Yes, that's it. Because with the bow and arrows, you could hunt. And then after that, you could use the bow to start a fire.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and that was from who? Samuel Lee, I guess? I don't know.
I'd take a gun so I could shoot myself.
But how would you survive?
I wouldn't survive, but I wouldn't have to put up with being on a deserted island, would I?
No.
God damn my lamp.
Okay, that's enough of the lamp. It's time for tech news, and I want you to stay awake this week.
I'm very close to my bed, you know. I could take a nap.
No. At the end of March, an exploitation of a previously public known vulnerability in Windows animated cursor processing was detected in the wild. Which is bad news.
In the wilderness?
In the wild, like on the internet, you know?
Yes, I know.
The new vulnerability is being widely exploited to install Trojan malware onto unpatched Windows 2000, XP, Server 2003, and Vista systems. Microsoft released a patch to fix it on April 3rd through the Windows Update system. So run Windows Update now if you haven't already. Oh yes, and of course Microsoft learned about this 3 months ago on December 20th, but haven't done anything about it since then, so... That's real care for their customers, isn't it?
Well, that's Microsoft.
Yes. Okay, and I have a link to a Security Now special on it and a video of what the exploit looks like.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yes, okay. So that's that. Have you run Windows Update?
Yeah.
I did too.
I always run it as soon as it comes up.
Yes. Okay, some googly YouTube news. Google has opened YouTube Test Tube. It's a test tube.
It's a test tube.
Yes. The test tube is where YouTube engineers and developers test out recipes on concoctions that aren't quite fully baked and invite you to tell us how they're coming along. That's interesting, but I kind of expected that seeing as they're part of Google now, you know?
Hmm.
The two main ones are Audio Swap and Streams. Basically, Audio Swap replaces the audio on your videos with officially licensed music. Now, I wonder how that music is chosen, whether it's randomly picked, or if you get to pick it yourself, or what do you think?
I would think it would be random, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like, I know, I wouldn't want some hip-hop shit on my my RuneScape video, would you?
No, nor would I.
Yes. And Streams is where basically it's like a group on YouTube where you guys can share videos and chat with your friends. I don't know. That looks good to me. Anything else you want to say on this one before I move on to the next one?
Nope. Okay. Feel free to go on.
Apple has released the 8-core Mac Pro. Are you going to get one?
No, probably not.
What are you gonna get?
I'm just a MacBook Pro.
Yes, like
if I have enough money.
Okay. Basically, this is the world's first 8-core Intel Xeon Mac. You want to know how much one of those would go for?
4,000, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, something like that. Let me see. Configure now. And if you say 2 3.0 gigahertz quad Xeon, yes, $4,500 Canadian.
Ships
in 3 to 5 days. that's with only 1 gig of RAM.
For that price, you would expect it to ship fast.
If we put 4 gigs of RAM in there, that puts the price up to $5,400. And let's give it a 500 main hard drive, and then auxiliary hard drives of 500 gigs, and a backup drive of 750 gigs. And let's upgrade the graphics card to a ATI Radeon X1900 XT, and no display, seeing as I already have two, I don't know, 20-inch. And this, there we go, and guess what the grand total is with the display and everything?
No idea.
The price is... $7,900 Canadian.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I don't have that money, but I don't even see how you'd use 4 cores, you know? Is your system have hyper-threading or dual core or something?
No, did you see the dig comments regarding on this news story?
No, what about them?
The most dug-up comment was something rather humorous that I'll show you.
Okay. Like right now, for example, on my dual core, I'm not even... spiking it. I've got 96% idle CPU on my Mac, and on the Windows, I've got
Okay.
I'm only using
okay.
11% CPU while recording this show.
Here we go. This is the most dug up comment on the story on Dig. I'm just copying it to you.
Core 1, finding porn. Core 2, downloading porn. Core 3, burning porn to DVD. Core
Dig
4,
people
watching
are messed
porn.
Up.
Core 5, finding core. Core 5, finding more porn. Core 6, downloading more porn. Core 7, burning the rest to DVD. And Core 8, watching porn on second monitor. Yeah, that is kind of messed up. I wouldn't be using that, would you?
No.
I don't even know how I'd spike it, so yes. And that was the most dug-up comment on the story?
Yes.
God.
They dig up humor, Shane.
Okay.
Shit, I lost the wiki. Can you quickly give
me
the link, please?
Oh, and the last story is another Apple-y one. Apple and EMI have announced DRM-free music, which will be at 256 kilobits AAC for $1.29 per song starting in May. So basically what this means is the Apple songs that are licensed, have EMI as the record label, will be DRM-free come May. So I guess they're putting the trust in the users that they'll not steal the music. So, yes. I don't know. I think it's a good thing because you get higher quality for only 30 cents more.
Yes.
And DRM free, which is nice. So hopefully they'll all follow suit. Yes. Oh, and when we get to April Fools, remind me to talk about the April Fools list, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that's that. Free downloadable music. Yay. Okay.
Free downloadable music? God, Apple are gonna...
Yeah, well, no, not. I mean, not free. I mean, DRM free. There we go. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, Apple struck a deal with that.
Yes, so hopefully the other record companies will follow suit. Okay, Rance, you can take the first one.
Right, first rant. Please fix the color on the D-meds. Make them the shade of D-legs or D-chains. I've noticed this is a long time ago now, but I'm actually trying to do something about it. I have full dragon, and it looks stupid. BC, my D-med is purplish-red. I don't wear the D-med anymore. BC, my black mask looks better, but it still needs to be fixed. I can see the people saying already, it's just your monitor or something like that. So I'm saying this now, it's not my monitor, it's the same color on my old computer as it is on my 2007 laptop I'm on right now, it's not my monitor, all of that was in caps. If you do not see this color difference, make sure your character's color brightness is up all the way. If it is not, it does also look red. It does look red. Also, the color difference only appears in your inventory. Wearing it, it looks fine. If I do adjust my monitor, it is not the same color as my D-chain or D-legs. All I'm asking for is a simple color update. Hang on a minute. This guy has said it's only in your inventory. Why would you care what it looks like in your inventory? Well, surely you only care.
I guess some people are really picky about that.
Probably.
That just annoys me. It's a color. Like, how many RGB values is it going to be off? Like, what? It just has more blue in it or what? I don't know. God. I don't know. It just annoys me. But would you really be posting a rant about a color problem?
No, I wouldn't. I think it's rather retarded.
Yeah.
But I had to pick between that or some stupid rant about how mages were cowards that would never fight up close.
I think we like this one better.
Yes.
This isn't necessary. This is a free game or almost very cheap. Oh, there goes the turbine again. Don't worry about it. That's fine. I'll fix it. So, yes. I don't know. What do you guys think? The audience. Post about this. Tell us what you think, if it's an issue. Personally, Brad and I don't see it as an issue, but yes. That's just us. We're conservatives, and we don't notice little changes like that.
Fucking liberals. Sorry, I just had to say that.
Yes, okay. Yep, this rant is about defense. Don't you get sick of being hit through 80-plus defense easily by level 50 giant spiders? Don't you get sick of not being able to hit through one defense pierce with your 99 attack strength? Don't you get depressed thinking that you've wasted your time training defense for so long? I think it's time to put a stop to this. I think that defense isn't really defense. It can go both ways, to be honest. And now I think I should have stopped at 70 defense just to at least wear barrows. I'm 80 defense and I get hit hard most of the times, even level 50 spiders, and that's just wrong. My good friend, whose name we're not going to say here, has problems hitting through about 40 defense piers wearing fighter's torso, room plate legs with his 99 range. He killed someone full dragon easily just before. Huh.
Maybe a bit of an exaggeration.
Yes. He normally wears Carl's top, black chaps, crystal bow, and the rest I don't know. When I got 82 magic and my level 67 sister got her DDS, 60 attack, 54 strength. As most of you know, 82 mage can ice blitz, where it freezes for 15 seconds and deals up to 26 damage. I fought her in the duel arena and started blitzing, and when she was unfrozen, she does her DDS special and takes down 60 of my health. I was wearing arms, good enough defense, I should not have been hit that hard. Aren't the melee weapons supposed to hit through the mage robes? Like, that's how it's supposed to work. Melee can hit rain or mage, and then mage can hit. Yeah, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Or no, I don't know. I forget how it works. Mage attacks melee. Melee attacks range. Range attacks mage. Okay. So obviously there's a slight discrepancy here. Don't get me wrong, people. I don't think you should absolutely be invincible with 99 defense. Just make it stronger like it should be. More explained underneath. And now, his solution is to improve defense, make it stronger and more stable, more realistic. 20% luck and 80% skill sounds good enough. But for those people with low defense, make it weak like it should be. Those are the consequences of choosing to stay at a low defense. Thanks for taking the time to read my rant. I like this one, don't you? It's like basically taking the power of Pierce down, which is good, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, but what's your defense?
My defense is 80-something, I think.
Yeah, mine's 85.
Or low 80s.
Yeah, but definitely agree with this rant. So we got one good rant and one kind of a pointless rant written by someone who is probably looking for something to write about in his spare time. I see we're still typing.
Yes, hang on a second. Sorry, what were you saying?
I see we're still typing.
It's okay. No, before that.
I just said that this is a good rant.
Well, yes, it is, because defense, I think, well, the lower your defense, it does seem to be quite effective even at low levels, doesn't it?
Yes.
Level 1 defense should be like paper.
Yes, that's right. So, this is just good. I bet Pierce don't like this rant, but I like this rant. Good job, whoever wrote this. Can you give me his name? I want to congratulate him on his rant.
Whose name? You got this rant.
Oh, I did! Right! Totally forgot, but okay. Okay. Other things. The RSB and me April Fool's joke, for those of you who didn't hear last week, it was all a thing explained in the sandbox, the leaving area. And we're on a list, number 134 of Ergo's 2007 list of April Fool's jokes on website. It's listed as 134. All the staff are pissed and leaving. And StarTrek.com is 124. All news stories made up. They made up a whole bunch of news stories for April Fool's. I'll post a link to this website in the notes.
That April Fool's joke was good. We got you good.
Yes. We need a new theme song for this show. So if you have something in mind that we can use without having copyright problems, please let us know in this topic or through PM. What are we looking for exactly?
What do you mean?
For the song.
Well, just not. We don't want lyrics, do we?
No, no lyrics.
We just want something musical.
Yeah, but not opera or classical or anything, right? Probably some guitar, some drums, something like that, right? I don't know.
Yes, but nothing too heavy or
yes.
too.
Okay. New RSBNB Informer's out, informer.rsbnb.com. We got some good articles there this month, building your skills with computers, SIG of the Month winner, and quite a few other things. Oh yes, and our new Skill of the Month system is active, and it's drawing graphs now. You can access the stats and graphs at rsbnb.com/skotm, Skill of the Month. You can see who's obviously winning, and it looks like Mike is winning this month.
By quite a considerable amount, I hear.
Yes. If I draw a line on the graph... Yeah, by at least 200k XP, he's winning. All the other graphs are fairly straight. His is kind of steep. Then it displays forum name, so... Oh, and it only shows the top 20 people entered, so... Yes. What have we been doing? What have you been up to?
I've not been doing much.
Reading?
Yes, a bit of reading, a bit of walking, as always.
Walking?
I had, yes, I like going on walks. Anyway, I've been, I don't know, I've been busy. I've been out with friends. I don't know.
Okay.
I've been busy.
Schoolwork,
and,
right?
Well, yeah, schoolwork, but I've got a bit of time off now, which is good. Only a couple of days, though, so.
Yeah, Easter break, right?
Yeah, but it's not that long. It's only a couple of days.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, I am done my classes until next week for my finals when they start. And I've been doing some farming and working on a few RSBNB projects. And I see you got a new signature.
Yes, I did.
We were discussing your blog name.
Nazi Confessions of a Teenage Brit. That's hilarious.
Yes. Today is first contact day.
Oh, what? Star Trek?
Yes.
Ew, I feel dirty.
Yeah, April 5th. From that movie, First Contact, April 5th, 2063. Yeah, and I was also looking a few nights ago for some database modeling software for working on certain RSBNB projects. And I found two... programs, one downloadable, another one a web app. They're quite interesting. You can see that on the blog at chain.rsbnb.com.
And also look at my blog.
Yes. brad.rsbnb.com.
Yes.
Yeah, so happy First Contact Day. Is that it?
First Contact Day?
Yes. Read the article.
I don't want to read a Star Trek article.
You want me to read it? I guess that's enough.
No, don't.
Okay, so with that said...
This has been RSBNB Updates.
94 with...
Bradler.
And Shane1288. Shane.rsbnb.com.
Goodbye.
Bye.